on glass. It's Reform Kid Cast.
Boys and girls, welcome to episode 2 of the Reformed Kid Cast. I'm your turtle-powered host, Les.
And I'm your karate-chopping host, Matthew.
Matthew and I were on a little bit of a Ninja Turtles kick a few weeks ago, and we played Turtles in Time, which is a Super Nintendo game. It's my favorite Ninja Turtles game ever, and I thought it was pretty great. What'd you think?
Yeah, I liked it.
What did you like about it?
I liked their super cool moves. They did karate kicks and stuff.
So we beat that game, and Aaron, my wife, and Matthew's mom was out of she was shopping at the time, so she was out on this long trip. So we put a movie on YouTube, a movie that's free on YouTube right now called Ninja Turtles Forever. And what'd you think of Ninja Turtles Forever?
It was actually kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
No, it was really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cool. So the idea in Ninja Turtles Forever is that Shredder is opening up these dimensions, and so there's like the Ninja Turtles TV show that I knew as when I was a kid, and then that dimension was open to like the Ninja Turtles in the 2000s. Which was like an updated animated show. So those two like worlds collided, and then at the end, towards the end of the movie, they open up another dimension, and in that dimension, there's the Ninja Turtles, the original Ninja Turtles from the comic books, and they animated the like these black and white, really stark colored really dark version of the Ninja Turtles. So all three of these Ninja Turtles dimensions collide, and they interact with each other. It was really, really cool. But what I wanted to talk about, Matthew, is do you remember what Shredder was trying to do in order to what was his goal in all of this opening up these dimensions? Do you remember what he was trying to do?
He was trying to make the world white, like, so there couldn't be any more turtles. He wanted to kill all the dimension of the turtles.
Yeah, so he wanted to kill the original Ninja Turtles when he found out that they were the source material Ninja Turtles. So the way the story was going is that Shredder, he was just, like, set on destroying all of the turtles. But then he found out that if he kills the source material turtles, the originals, then everybody would be undone. The whole universe would all disappear if he killed them, because all of the Ninja Turtles lore was based on those original turtles. So then Shredder realized that if he kills the turtles, he actually kills himself and everything else. And did he decide that he wanted to stop Matthew, or did he still want to kill them?
He still wanted to kill them, but I don't think he realized he would kill himself.
Well, he did realize it. He said, if killing the turtles means that I kill myself, then so be it. So I thought it was really interesting, because it's like an insane thing that Shredder would want to kill them. And also kill himself, but the crazy thing is that's actually what people do with God. So God is the source of all of our existence, but then because we're sinners, we've decided that we don't want God anymore, and we want to replace him, and really we hate him. So we want to deny the source of our own reality, even though that actually destroys us. It's like we want to kill God, but the truth is, if we killed God, what would happen to us?
We would die too.
Yeah, we wouldn't even exist anymore. So I just thought it was interesting that Shredder's insanity in that show is actually really similar to how insane sin is in our lives. And we sin every day, and our sin doesn't make any sense because we should be obedient to our Creator because He knows what's best for us, and we shouldn't be doing these insane things. But we do because we're sinners, right?
Yeah, we shouldn't sin, but we really do it all the time.
That's right.
So, I wanted to talk about karate, and I do karate.
You do karate every Thursday, right?
Yes.
So, where do you do that at?
Karate, Lasla's Dojo Karate.
Uh-huh. And who's your sensei?
Sensei Gator.
Sensei Gator?
And I have another sensei. His name is Sensei Joe.
Oh, cool.
And there's some kicks I know. There's the front snap kick, the side kick. There's a lot of other kicks. But I don't know them yet, but I know blocks. There's the high block, the chest block, the low block. There's a scoop block, and there's other ones.
Wow, that's really cool. And Sensei Gator is a Christian, right?
Yeah.
You guys memorize scripture verses and stuff in there at karate too?
Yes. We did scriptures like Hebrews something and Isaiah something and other ones.
Hebrews something and Isaiah something.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the actual verses?
I know Isaiah 119.
What is it?
If you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land.
Oh, nice. Do you remember any other ones?
I know Joshua 1:19, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch over the evil and the good.
All right. Great. Well, let's talk about not beers. What are we drinking this week, Matthew?
I'm drinking chocolate milk.
Nice. I'm actually having some iced coffee, which is pretty delicious. So starting for this new episode, we decided that if you would like your kids to hear themselves on the Reformed KidCast, you can have them call in by calling 772-405-7327, and we got a voicemail for this episode, so let's listen to that.
Hey, this is Dustin Rainham from St. Paul, Minnesota. My daughter Emery wanted to sing her favorite catechism for you. What are the decrees of God?
What the decrees of God, His eternal purpose, according to the pompous counsel of His will, whereby for His own glory He has ordained whatsoever comes to pass.
All right, say cheers and amen.
What?
Cheers and amen.
I don't know.
You want to say that? Say bye.
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 Thanks, Dustin and Emery. That was very nice. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, I liked it.
So they were talking about the decrees of God. Do you know what that means?
No.
So the decrees of God it's the things that God decided would take place in the world. And everything that happens in the world has been decreed by God. So He decided what would happen in the world. So does anything happen in the world that God doesn't want to happen?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like He wants us to listen to Him, but sometimes we don't.
Sometimes we don't?
Yeah, sometimes.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so God doesn't want us to sin, but we do sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But when we talk about the decrees of God, what that means is that there's a way that God wanted everything that happens to happen, because God has a plan, and God is making this world go in the direction that he wants it to go in. So even sins are a part of God's plan, and a part of his decree. Everything that happens in the world is a part of God's decree for the world, even the things that go against his will, you know, as far as what makes him happy and what makes him not happy. He's still decreed for everything to happen that does happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you say we do a little catechism time?
Sure.
All right. So do you want to bring in our very special guest, Sarah, again?
Yeah.
Sarah, you want to do some catechism questions with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Sarah. So for your first question, are there more gods than one?
No, there's only one God that can... I mean, there's only one God.
That's right. There's only one God. And how many persons does this one true God exist?
Three.
That's right. Three persons. Who are those three persons?
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Very good. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. here's a good one. Sarah, what is God?
He's a spirit and he doesn't have a body like men.
That's right. God is a spirit and he does not have a body like men. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Lanfear. Thank you for joining us, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Okay, Matthew, are you ready for your catechism questions?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right. So, what covenant did God make with Adam?
The covenant of works.
The covenant of works. What did God require Adam to do in the covenant of works?
He required Adam to obey him perfectly.
So Adam had to obey God perfectly. Okay. What did God promise in the covenant of works?
He promised Adam that he would reward Adam with life if he obeyed him perfectly.
Very good. And finally, what did God threaten in the covenant of works?
He would threaten Adam with death if he disobeyed him.
Yeah, he would punish.
Yeah, punish. Forgot.
Punish Adam with death. So that means that, so God made these promises with Adam, and the promises were, if you obey me, you'll receive
life.
And if you disobey me, you'll receive
death.
Right. And how did it go down? Did Adam obey or disobey?
Disobey.
And did he get death?
Yes.
And do we all have death now because of what Adam did?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. If Adam brings us death, what does Jesus do?
He died on the cross for our sins so we could be saved through him.
Okay. So so because we have sin and we should be punished for that sin, did Jesus just make that sin all go away, or did he get punished instead of us?
He got punished instead of us.
Good. And since we're born dead, we're born sinful and dead, in what way does God fix that death that we're born with? Does he bring us back to life?
Yes. Because after we die, if if we die, then he'll bring us back to life and let us go to heaven with him because we believe in him.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely true. But there's also a way that God brings us back to life while we're still on earth. And that is when the Holy Spirit comes to us and he opens our eyes. He changes our hearts. Remember? Do you remember that idea that we're given the new birth? Do you remember what that's called when God takes out our heart of stone and gives us the heart of flesh?
Was it like, I forgot the word. What was it? Regeneration.
That's right. So God gives us regeneration, which is the second birth. So we're born again. We were born once, and we were the first time. How were we born?
The first time we were born out of our mothers.
Right.
And then we were born by the Holy Spirit. Like our heart was made of stone, and then the Holy Spirit removed it and turned it and just gave us like a red heart.
A heart of flesh.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but not only that, one day Christians will, like, this is what kind of what you were saying before, one day Christians will die, or if Jesus comes back before that, we'll still be alive. And so there's another sort of there's another resurrection that we're looking forward to. And did you want to talk about that?
So when you were talking about that, I just wanted to say, I think I remember that you told me there's a horn when Jesus comes back.
Yeah, there's like a horn sounds around the whole world, and everybody's going to hear the sound, the trumpet sound that says Jesus is about to come back, and then everybody in the whole world is going to see Jesus returning in the sky. We're going to see him like coming into the clouds.
Yeah, and then when we see him in the clouds, we're going to go up to the clouds too, right?
That's right. So all the people who are alive and all the people who have already died, all the Christians, we're going to be caught up. We're going to be lifted up off the ground and go and meet him in the clouds. And then all of us will, all the Christians will come back with Jesus and we'll come back to the earth. It's like we'll join him and welcome him to the earth. And that's where the final judgment or the final battle will take place on earth.
And when we go up to heaven, didn't you say the earth and heaven will blow up and God will make a new one, right?
Yeah. In the very, very end, God will destroy all of the earth, and there'll be a new heavens and a new earth, and then there'll be no more sun, and we won't need a sun because God will be our light, and we will live in the same place as God, and Jesus will be here with us in the new heavens and new earth. It'll be all one place where we all live.
Well, when he blows up the heaven and earth, where will we stand?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Me neither.
Well, Matthew, would you like to play a game?
Okay.
How about we play What Am I Thinking?
Sure. I like that game.
Me too. All right, so Matthew and I are both going to come up with something randomly. And we will have these two separate ideas, and then we'll say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say our thing, and then they'll be different, and then we'll keep going saying 1, 2, 3, and try to say something in between those two things until we finally say the same thing.
Play along at home with your friends.
All right. Are you ready, Matthew?
Let's see. I've got it.
Okay. One, two, three, basketball. Panda?
Mm-hmm.
Panda and basketball. Panda and basketball.
Okay. Got it.
One, two, three, soccer high. Ball. Soccer ball and high. Okay. Soccer ball and high. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
One, two, three, kick. Kick, yay! All right. Okay, so Matthew, do you have any recommendations that you'd like to give to the kids out there?
Sure. They could try to do karate or something. I bet that would be fun for them.
Yeah, karate or something. What do you like about karate?
I get to learn to get away from people, and it's actually really fun to learn.
Like learn self-defense?
And you also get this stretch around to help you run away from people. That's why we stretch in karate. It's so we can run.
Oh, cool. Well, great. All right, Matthew. Well, thank you for co-hosting the Reformed KidCast with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, guys, remember that if you would like your kids to be on the show, just call 772-405-7327, and we'll play those voicemails on the next episode. We're not really sure how often we're going to do these, but I'm sure that's a good treat if your kids ever listen to the show. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Reformed KidCast. Until next time, cheers and amen.
Bring your own glass. It's Reformed KidCast.